Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Thank you, Father, once again, for the wonderful privilege and opportunity and responsibility we have of being able to be a part of carrying out the work of the Great Commission. What a privilege it is to tell others about Jesus Christ, to point them in the direction of Jesus, letting them know that Jesus is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thank you for the opportunity to be vessels through which your Spirit can reach to draw people off the road to hell, on the road to heaven and eternal life. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Empower us to live a lifestyle of being disciple makers everywhere we go. Help us more and more to live a lifestyle of listening to you and simply following your Holy Spirit in all that we say and do. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of courage, for the gift of boldness. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you would give us more of that, that we could live better in the way you have called us to live, that we'd live more in evangelism, that we'd live more outwardly in just loving our neighbors and loving those and everybody who's made in your image. Help us to do that more and more, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. We continuing in the midst of our National Truth for Week, Bible Week. And so we've been blessed to where we've had lots and lots of people to call in to order Bibles so far. And just to remind you what National Truth for Youth Bible Week is about, if maybe you're tuning in today for the first time this week, keep in mind National Truth for Youth Bible Week is this week, August 4th through the 8th, And American Family Radio's and Revival Fires International are partnering to provide the only hope for teens, the only hope for the world, Jesus Christ. And it's specifically through the tool of a wonderful tool called the Truth for Youth Bible. We're asking you to help us reach a generation of young people and get the Word of God back into public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. Keep in mind that in these troubled times, our young people need real hope, and that hope is Jesus Christ and the Word of God. They need Jesus, and they need that Word planted in their hearts. As Christian young people reach their campuses for Christ, God in turn will reach cities and nations. And as Christian teens flood our schools with Jesus through the distribution of the Truth for Youth Bibles, we can witness possibly the greatest youth awakening that the world has ever seen. Now's the time, and this is a generation that can be used of God to do just that. So again, our encouragement to you is be mindful that Revival Fires International is, through this campaign this week, is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who will call in to order one, and or their parents can make that call as well. But their goal is to commit to passing it along to a friend that doesn't know Jesus in their school or community. Remember, the Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and full-color comics that present the gospel and address critical moral issues and truths that our young people are facing in our world today. The Truth for Youth Bible is available also in Spanish. So we're encouraging you to get involved. And so, Isaac, would you share with our listeners, for persons that are wanting to either order online or to call in, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So we are giving away one free Bible to students that are ages 13 to 18, and if you promise to pass it along to a friend this school year. So if you're 13 to 18 years old and you're going to give it to a friend to help, hopefully help lead them to Christ, you can get one for free, or you can order them for $2 each. You can go online at tfy.org, that stands for Truth for Youth, tfy.org, or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. And both of those ways you can get the free Bible. If you're 13 to 18, you can get it yourself, or your parents can go on and get it for you. Or if you want to make an order, I think you can get it both ways too.
All right. All right. Thank you. And again, I want to continue to share with our listeners too that as a pastor over a period of years getting involved with the Truth for Youth Project, our church ordered, and again, as you mentioned, the price is only $2 per Bible, so a case of 100 can be ordered for around $100, a case of 50 can be ordered for about $100 plus shipping. But it's a wonderful tool to put in the hands of a church, a youth group, or persons that are interested in reaching young people with the gospel, a wonderful, wonderful tool that we find in the Truth for Youth Bible. So we want to take time to listen to some testimonials that help illustrate why and how God has used this wonderful tool, the Truth for Youth Bible, over a period of years as we partnered with Revival Fires in this important project.
When I was 10 years old, my parents got a divorce. I cried and cried about it. As my dad was leaving, I ran to the front yard and asked him why was he doing this. He said it was the best for our family. After that, I didn't cry about anything. I started smoking pot, doing drugs, and I drank a lot. I felt so worthless. A few days ago, my friend Monica gave me a Truth for Youth Bible. As I was reading the comics, I felt like Jesus was giving me a big warm hug. And I know that sounds weird, but that's how I felt. I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and the Truth for Youth Bible explained to me how to do that. I'm so happy that my friend gave me the Truth for Youth Bible. It healed so many emotional hurts that I had. It changed my life.
In a school system outside of Houston, Texas, two young ladies that are sisters brought their Truth for Youth Bibles to school. One of the principals of the school met these young ladies in the hallway and said, "You can't have Bibles in school. This is trash." Threw them in the trash can. Called these two young ladies' mom and said, "Pick your daughters up or we're going to call Child Protective Services if you're not here in the next 15 minutes. This mom came to the school wondering, what did my daughters do? When she got there, she found out that these young ladies, her daughters, they were not in trouble for alcohol, not in trouble for drugs, not in trouble for having sex at the school. They were in trouble for carrying their Bibles. We got them in contact with Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. He took the case free of charge and represented these young people and won the case. Part of the settlement was that the school had to purchase 1,000 Truth for Youth Bibles and give these young ladies an opportunity to give a Bible to every student in that school. That is the power of the Word of God. They had to change their policy in the school, and it all happened as a direct result of two bold sisters taking their Truth for Youth Bibles to school and standing up for God on their school campus. I want to encourage young people listening to the program today, stand up for God on your school campus, and God will bless you with everything that you need to fight this battle and be victorious.
Praise God. Powerful testimony from Brother Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires Ministries, and who is an instrument of the Lord to help bring this tool to bear in our society and through this project. Once again, if you'd like to call in to order a free Bible, if you're a teen or the parent of a teen between the ages of 13 to 18, you can go online to order. Go to tfy.org. Again, TFY, which is, of course, Truth for Youth, tfy.org, to order online anytime this week. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. You can call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. And, you know, Isaac, it's so good for the church to really encourage our young people and our children all to become mission-minded as a lifestyle, because the fact is, every believer, no matter what their age, whether they're 5 years old or 50 or 100 years old, can be an instrument used mightily of God to share the gospel and to be involved in the work of discipleship. So how important it is that we encourage youth to get involved with a great project like that.
Absolutely. And you never know what the Holy Spirit is already doing in somebody's life. You never know what their life situation is behind closed doors. You don't know if they've been praying about anything. You don't know what kind of family struggles they might be having that they're hiding. I don't know how many times I've found somebody and I felt like the Holy Spirit prompted something for me to talk to them or ask if they needed prayer for anything. And then for this giant story to unfold where the Holy Spirit was already working. So honestly, like, you don't have to have everything prepared and equipped perfectly. All you need to do is step out in boldness, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and expecting the Holy Spirit to be at work.
You know, I appreciate you sharing that. And I think it's so helpful for us to understand this, that, you know, the Holy Spirit's always working behind the scenes in so many ways every single day. And many times as we pray, the Holy Spirit will prompt us simply to plug into something very much that he's already doing in a given situation or circumstance. And God uses, obviously, he uses available vessels to help answer prayer. Sometimes a person has cried out, Lord, help me to get saved. Lord, save me, change my life. And you and I may be God's vessels he used to answer that prayer in someone's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is already working, and he could do the whole thing himself, but he wants to use us.
That's
he
right.
wants us to be his hands and feet. He wants better relationship with us. He wants us to have better relationships with others, and he wants others to have better relationship with him too.
Amen. Amen. To order online, go to tfy.org to order online anytime this week. tfy.org, or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a runaway with no way home and no way out. I threw the best of me away. I had my chance. It's too late now. Too far gone and too ashamed.
to think that you'd still know my name. But love refused to lend my story in that way. You didn't wait for me to find my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running. Relentless grace would chase this rebel down, crawl into this prisoner's cage, take my hand and pull me out. You knew I couldn't make the change, so you became the change in me. And now I live to tell the story of the God who rescues. You didn't wait for me. Found my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running.
God touched the hearts of our principals in our high school, and they began to let us pass out the Truth for Youth Bibles to our high school students and middle school students. We saw so many lives changed and seeds planted in the hearts of our students. Also, other Christian students began to learn about their religious rights and become more bold, and they began to carry their Bibles to school. Thank you so much, Truth for Youth Bible, for helping my vision for my high school become a reality.
There was a young man in Griffin, Georgia, that was contemplating suicide. He'd come to the end of his rope. His girlfriend had left him, and after a long, ungodly relationship, and he'd hit rock bottom. Just at the right time, because God is always right on time, a young man brought a Bible to school, a Truth for Youth Bible, and gave it to his friend who was struggling and troubled. This young man sat down and he read all of the comic stories in the front section, over 100 pages of powerful full-color comic stories full of the Word of God. That young man called his friend after school and on the telephone gave his heart to the Lord and got right with God. This young man today is serving God, and it all started as a direct result of a young man caring enough about him to give him a copy of the only hope that sinners have, the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Again, powerful, more powerful testimonies about how the Lord has used this great tool that we call the Truth for Youth Bible. Again, it's a full New Testament that also has color comics that address critical issues that young people are facing today. Issues such as drug abuse and suicide and bullying and pornography. And just premarital sex, so many other issues that actually they're issues that young people face. But to be quite honest, often adults face some of the same issues as well. So it's a great tool for young people, but actually it's a good tool to use for evangelism, period. And if you're not familiar, if you've never seen one of the Truth for Youth Bibles, I would encourage you at minimal, order one. Contact them, order one so you can get one, look at it, go through the comics so you can learn about what they say, how those issues are addressed, and so you can see it for yourself, and then pray and ask the Lord to show you how he would have you to use it. The Lord may want you to give it to the youth director at your church, or maybe to order some copies to give to young people that you just personally know. Or it may be that your church may want to order a whole case or two or three cases for many, many members of your church to get involved with just doing one-on-one outreach to young people in their spheres of influence. So whoever you may be, I would encourage you at least start with ordering at least one of the Truth for Youth Bibles to get it so you can look at it for yourself. And then pray and say, Lord, show us what to do with this wonderful tool. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we here at American Family Radio have of being able to partner with Revival Fires Ministries and Brother Tim Todd, and thank you for the great work you called him to in producing such a tool as this, and a tool that can be put in the hands of young people. Father, thank you for how that by your mercy and your grace, we're going to surpass the goal of 65,000. And Lord, stir every single listener to get fully involved with this project in the ways you'd have each one to get involved. But help us to know, Lord, that the wonderful work of sharing the gospel and making disciples is something every believer is called to and have the privilege, has the privilege of being involved with it. Lord, more and more, stir us to be wide open to any and all that you'd have us to do in being involved with a project like this and going beyond it, to be your vessels, your ambassadors everywhere we go. We thank you and we praise you. And again, thank you for the tool of the Truth for Youth Bible. Bless the use of this tool, however and wherever it's used, indeed expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Isaac, would you share once again with our listeners, if someone wants to place an order, how they can do that?
Absolutely. So you can go online to make an order at tfy.org. That is tfy.org. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. That is 1-800-733-4737. And of course, it's one free Bible per young person per household for those ages 13 through 18. And if you're going to give it along to a friend this school year. And if you want to just buy one, they're $2 each. I think they basically just pass on the cost of getting them printed. Because they just want more Bibles in more people's hands. So far, this information is probably a day late for you, I think, but we've had about 33,000 ordered so far of our 65,000 goal. And we would love to surpass that. We would love to surpass that.
Amen. Amen. And so again, thank you for all those that have already ordered those. And again, we're encouraging those that may not be, you may not be a teenager yourself or the parent of a teen, but you still can order them for $2 a piece. And remember, at minimal, our encouragement is that you order one just so you can see it for yourself and read through it and become familiar with the wonderful tool that it is. And then just prayerfully say, Lord, show me what all you'd have me to do to be involved. We're going to listen to another testimony at this time.
Young person, it takes more boldness to stand up for God than it does not to. In these last days, you young people have the solution to the problems among our young people. It is so important for you to stand for God on your campus. You see, when we kicked God out of our schools, the church sat back and did nothing. Now, all these years later, it is not legal for adults to go on school campuses and freely talk about God. But it is legal for you young people to go on your school campus and talk about God. Tell your friends about Jesus during non-instructional time. Give them Bibles. This is the only hope that your friends that are not serving God have, is for you to introduce them to the only Savior of sinners, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Again, that was a testimonial by Brother Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires Ministries International. And Brother Tim was with us on Monday in studios, but he's doing the work of the Lord and praying with us, believing with us all that, yes, we'll surpass that 65,000 order goal. So again, if you haven't gotten involved already, you still have plenty opportunity, once again, to go online to order. Go to TFY, which stands for Truth for Youth, tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. And you can do that anytime. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Today and tomorrow, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. To place an order for one or more of the Truth for Youth Bibles. So we're hoping that you will get involved. You know, I think of this, you know, we here at American Family Radio, we have the Ten Commandments Project, which has been a very encouraging project for us to be a part of. It's a discipleship, largely a youth discipleship project, and we've had young people Some of them simply memorize the Ten Commandments and they get the free Ten Commandments t-shirt. Some of them have done speeches during the Ten Commandments and participating in the Ten Commandments speech challenge. And others have been a part of several-week outreaches where we teach the meaning behind the Ten Commandments and use video clips to help illustrate for young people to better understand how you live them out as well. And we have the opportunity to share the gospel with them as well. But it's been a fun project because one of the wonderful things about cooperating with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit in the work God calls us to is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of joy. And there's joy in serving God, following God, and there's joy in evangelizing, and there's joy in making disciples. What a blessing it is. And it's exciting and it's encouraging to see how God can reach through any one of us and draw someone to himself, a young person or an adult. I hope that every single listener will want to get much more involved in the work of evangelism and discipleship in your individual life. And once again, the Truth for Youth Bible is a great tool to help you do just that, though. Isaac, you wanted to share something?
Sure. When I was younger, probably one of the biggest things that probably held me back was feeling like I didn't have it all together. And I want to tell all of our listeners to do the work of evangelism. You don't have to have it all figured out because we're not going to. We just won't. Like, I don't have perfect theology. I try to learn better, but until we're in heaven, we're not going to be able to see the face of God. Mm-hmm. So here's what I want all of our listeners to do, to go and seek God with other people. To if you're 13 to 18 and getting one of these free Bibles, go hand it to somebody and say, I might not have this all perfect, but I know that this is the way and I'm heading in that direction and I want you to learn about that way too. Let's pray together. Let's read together. Let's talk about what we're learning together. Mm-hmm. If you've got questions, I've also got questions. Let's explore those questions together. And let's learn more about Jesus and get to know him better together.
Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to another testimonial at this time.
I was one of those girls who wanted to fit into the popular crowd, just like most teenagers. And I became an alcoholic, and I got really depressed because of it. So I tried to commit suicide, and I was put in the hospital. One of my friends from school, she came up to me and just started visiting with me at the hospital, and she gave me a Truth for Youth Bible. And she started talking to me about God's love and how much he could help me and how he was always there for me. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real. And I even read the comics and it changed my life. And I realized how much he really does love me and care for me. So I haven't been the same since.
You know, Isaac, it's so powerful to listen to the voices of these young persons as they share about how God saved them and used the Truth for Youth Bible as a wonderful instrument in their lives. And it's powerful just to hear the joy in their lives as they talk about how Jesus saved them. And, you know, again, the Truth of the Bible is simply a tool. It's a tool the Holy Spirit can use. But our job is to plant seeds. And giving Truth for Youth Bibles is one way to plant seeds in the lives of young people. Some of them get saved, and some of them maybe on the verge of getting saved before you run into them. And the Holy Spirit will end up using you in many instances to help that person, to pull them on across the finish line. So let's get involved. It's a joy to do it, and it's a privilege to do it as well. Let's hear another testimony.
There's this girl in my school that always tried to talk to me about Jesus, but I would never really listen to her because she wasn't very cool and she didn't like to party or anything. But one day she came up to me and said that Tim Todd was challenging young people to give away Truth for Youth Bibles in school. So she ordered me one, gave it to me, and now I just want to thank you so much because after reading it, I decided to give my heart to the Lord. I just went to the decision page, read the instructions, and gave my heart to Jesus, and my life is changed forever. And hey, if you want to send me some Truth for Youth Bibles, I can give them to other young people so that they can be saved too.
Amen. Beautiful testimony. Praise God. Father, thank you, Lord, for each young person that shared their testimony as we listened to some of them that were on recordings here. Thank you for the lives that have been changed, and thank you for the lives that are about to be changed as many more young people will receive Truth for Youth Bibles. And Lord, we're believing, Lord, that many, not just one, but many salvations will result from the giving away of every single Truth for Youth Bible. Father, thank you for us as your church. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Stir us, Lord, to become more and more passionate as you would have us to be about the work of sharing the gospel with a world that desperately needs to hear it, and the work of helping young persons and helping people, period, to begin to grow up and grow strong as they begin to really grow in their faith and their new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, again, it's a great privilege, a great honor to partner with your Holy Spirit to get this work done. Help us, Lord, to not sit on the sidelines. Help us to know, Lord, that you can use every single person as we simply submit ourselves to you and are available vessels. And help us to know, Lord, that every day is important. We have no time to waste. Every day is important in the economy of time in view of the fact that we're getting, with every passing day, we're getting closer and closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to get fully involved with the work you've called us as your church to do. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. To order online, go to tfy.org, or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. 1-800-733-4737 to order your Truth for Youth Bibles. We'll be right back.
My name is Christopher Miller, and I have the honor of serving as the lead pastor here at the Assembly in West Monroe, Louisiana. 22 years ago, when the great leadership of American Family Radio partnered with Dr. Tim Todd for the very first National Truth for Youth Bible Week, I was a troubled freshman at Purvis High School in Purvis, Mississippi. One day during class, one of my football coaches walked into the classroom and walked directly to me. He placed on my desk a Truth for Youth Bible that he had received while listening to American Family Radio. He said to me, "You need to read this," and simply exited the room. God used the strong witness of my coach, the Truth for Youth Bible, and American Family Radio at that time in my life as a seed in the process for me to come to a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the process of ultimately bringing me into the fullness of God's plan for my life to serve in the pastorate. Now, 22 years later, I have the privilege of pastoring Dr. Tim and Angie Todd and his precious family here at the Assembly, of which they have faithfully attended for more than 25 years. Through the work that God is accomplishing at the Assembly, we are witnessing children, young people, and adults give their lives to Jesus Christ, being discipled and coming into the fullness of God's plan for their lives as well. Receiving a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible some 22 years ago played a strategic role in my life, thus in the lives of the many people that I am able to minister to today. I want to say a thank you. Thank you to the American Family Radio for partnering with Revival Fires International and with Dr. Tim Todd for the Truth for Youth Bible campaign. I also would like to offer a grateful thank you to Dr. Tim Todd personally, as well as a thank you to that coach from so many years ago at Purvis High School for giving me that Bible. My life and the lives of the people that I'm able to minister to have been, are being, and will continue to be directly impacted as a result of receiving a copy of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Amen. Powerful testimony. It's so powerful to hear that pastor share that. Every time I hear it, it really blesses and encourages me so much. And it's a reminder of how that one act of obedience can set off a chain reaction of grace and a chain reaction of how the Holy Spirit will reach through people and circumstances to touch and draw people to the Lord Jesus Christ. So powerful testimony. Father, thank you again for that wonderful testimony and all the testimonies we've heard of how you've used the Truth for Youth Bible as a seed to plant in the lives of people, to help them to come to know Jesus Christ, who's the only hope the world has. Thank you for the chance to be involved in the wonderful work of sharing the gospel and helping to draw other people to Christ. Thank you again for the tool that the Truth for Youth Bible is, the comics, as well as the Word of God itself, Lord, which is the tool whereby we are saved. Lord, more and more help us to be a people that are every day praying, Lord, here am I, send me. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Isaac, what thoughts come to your mind when you listen to a powerful testimony like the one the pastor just shared?
Honestly, just how Jesus can do anything, basically. Mm-hmm. He chose the disciples. Apparently, they were probably aged 14 to 17, mm-hmm. With a few older ones mixed in there. They were rambunctious. They didn't see him as the savior he actually was. They thought he was going to take over the local government or something. And they just really didn't get his message until after he had already died on the cross and been resurrected. The fact that he even chose me to come and work in ministry, like, he can mold people and make you new, make you more whole and complete than you could ever imagine you could ever be. He can turn somebody who's completely off on the deep end and bring them a fullness of life that you could never imagine otherwise. He made us. He made us. And so anyways, whenever I hear testimonies like that, I just think this is never at all in our own power. This is never at all how good we are at talking. This is never at all how good we are at thinking or understanding what we read. But this is the Holy Spirit speaking through us, molding us into more of who we're supposed to be. And he can do that through you too.
Amen. Amen. Again, to order online, go to tfy.org. Again, that's TFY. Truth for Youth, tfy.org, anytime this week, or between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., you can call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 to call to place an order. Again, between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. We're going to listen to another testimony.
Evangelist Tim Todd was on American Family Radio handing out Truth for Youth Bibles for people to give out at school. I called in and ordered one. Felt the Holy Spirit leading me to give it to a high school quarterback. Now, this guy is huge. I mean, he was pretty mean, but I walked up to him between classes and we talked for a few minutes, and I asked him if he went to church. He said, sometimes. So I said, well, I have a Truth for Youth Bible for you. I think you'll really like the 100 pages of comics in the front of it. And he said, thank you, and I went on to class. But at the end of the day, he found me. He's like, man, I really like the Truth for Youth Bible. How do I get to your church? And sure enough, Wednesday night he shows up. I'm able to lead him to the Lord. And I really want to encourage young people across America to help take back what the devil has stolen from this generation. Let's get the Word of God back in schools. Help get the Truth for Youth Bible. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And I personally want to thank Tim Todd for producing and distributing the Truth for Youth Bibles.
In Ruston, Louisiana, a young lady took a Truth for Youth Bible to school. She'd prayed and asked the Lord, "Lord, who do you want me to give this Bible to?" When she got to school, as she was walking down the hallway, she passed a young lady that was crying. She walked up to that young lady, and that young lady began to express to her how that her parents had just split up and that she was in really bad shape. That young lady was not serving God. And the young lady that had the Truth for Youth Bible gave it to her and said, "Here, I want to give this gift to you, and I want you to read these comic stories in the front section. I believe they'll minister to you." One of the comic stories deals with the truth about drugs, drunkenness, and peer pressure. It is actually my personal testimony. And in it, I talk about how that my parents had split up and what it did in my life. But thank the Lord reached down and picked me up and helped me to get my heart right with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit used this comic story to win this young person to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, that young lady has given her heart to the Lord and has accepted Jesus Christ and is now faithfully serving God. That is the power of the seed of the Word of God in the life of a young person. Thank God for young people that are giving Bibles away on our school campuses and winning young people to the Lord in these last days.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Some powerful, powerful testimonies, a reminder of how the Holy Spirit will use individuals and use tools to help draw people to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Isaac, I think of the young man that shared of how that he gave a Truth for Youth Bible to the quarterback, even though he sounded like he was a little bit intimidated, but the Lord used him. And the fact is, no matter how big, strong, and muscular any individual might seem, they desperately need Jesus just like everybody else. And praise God for the fact that that young man, that young quarterback, did give his life to Christ as the Lord reached through this young man who was a willing vessel. And God used him to draw this young man who just happened to be a quarterback to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody needs Jesus desperately.
Absolutely. And I feel like I'm in a little bit of a weird position as a realist and an optimist. That could have gone differently. That guy could have just said, interesting, put it in his bag, never read it. But it's absolutely worth the chance. It is absolutely worth the chance. What if the Holy Spirit speaks to them? What if the Holy Spirit is speaking to them? What if they read through everything and decide that they want to follow Christ? Even if they could possibly just like never read it or read it and never do anything, it's worth the opportunity to try to love somebody, to try to tell them about Jesus. And so you can go online to order your Truth for Youth Bible. 13 to 18 can get one free if you promise to pass along to a friend. You can order it at tfy.org. That is tfy.org. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can call 1-800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for every person that's listening, that's called in and ordered, every teen that's already ordered the Bible, every adult of a teen, or individuals who simply bought one or more with the goal of using it somehow or another for the building of God's kingdom. You know, I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of Ebenezer Church in Benton, Mississippi, and we're going to order a case, if not two cases, and we're going to invite every single member of our church to get a Bible and to say and encourage them to say, "Lord, show me who to give this to," because it's such a powerful tool. Now, my hope is that every adult will read through the comics first, because to be real honest, there are lots of adults that don't know so much about a lot of these very issues that really speak to challenges that young people are dealing with. So again, my encouragement to you is that every single listener, get a Truth for Youth Bible, read through the comics so you become familiar with them, because to be honest with you, very, very much so, they'll educate you a whole lot about issues and difficulties we're dealing with in our culture that young people have to face. They'll teach you things and truths you would be wiser as a result of learning, and better equip you as a believer to understand things from a Bible point of view. So it's a wonderful tool. You and I can learn from it, as well as it can be a great tool for us to put in the hands of young people. Lord, thank you again for the many people that have called in already. Father, anoint this campaign with an even greater anointing, set it on fire in a much greater way, more and more move upon our listeners to get involved and to get this tool. And Lord, I pray that many will decide they're going to keep using this wonderful tool far beyond the bounds of Truth for Youth, National Truth for Youth Week, knowing that it's a great tool to help reach young people and adults with the gospel. Thank you for the chance that you give us all to be involved. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, you can go online to order tfy.org, or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4, 1-800-733-4737 to order by phone. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make the step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and fully commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey your word daily. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And again, to call and order a Truth for Youth Bible, go online to tfy.org to order online. Again, that's tfy.org anytime this week. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., 1-800-733-4737. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.